to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Oh, well, we're into nuclear weaponry here, folks, with Dr. Joseph Farrell and Gene and Chris.
Getting nuclear here. This thing's going off the scale.
Oh, yeah.
Now, let me get back to the hydrogen bomb here for just a minute. What Richter was telling you was that you can achieve all of this without the standard high temperature and pressure gradients that standard physical theory dictated was necessary. So in other words, he was telling you, you can control fusion at much less high temperatures and under very different conditions than the way it has been pursued thus far. And that also means, like it or not, that he's suggesting that you can create, quote unquote, a clean hydrogen bomb. In other words, you can get a really big bang without having an atomic bomb as the fuse with all of the nasty radiation and fallout after effects. So that's the other thing he's telling you. So yeah, you're going to suppress this technology for that reason alone. But there's another reason, and he also alluded to it, and we go back now to UFOs and the early atomic and more importantly, thermonuclear hydrogen bomb tests. Because as I point out in my books, when the earliest hydrogen bombs were let off, when we let Mike off in 1952, the calculated pre-test yield of the device was between 5 and 8 megatons, something like that. It actually achieved a yield of about 10 megatons. So we have a little bit of an oops there, okay? Yeah. The other big oops was the now infamous Castle Bravo test, which, again, the pre-calculated yield of the bomb prior to the test was between 5 and 8 megatons. When they lit the thing off, it ran away to a yield of about 15 megatons. And the official story, and this, again, will connect back to Richter, the official story was that we had a lot of lithium-7 in the lithium-deuteride mix, which was reliant in the official story on calculations of the yield of lithium deuteride reliant on lithium 6 rather than lithium 7. All right. So in other words, what they're telling you folks is our scientists didn't know enough thermonuclear chemistry to figure out that lithium 7 would feed the reaction. And to that, I say bull roar because they're just not that clumsy. They're just not that stupid. And besides that, when the U.S. Air Force interviewed Richter in 1954, he told them that, yeah, I'm using lithium 7. Okay? So in other words, it's part of standard thermonuclear chemistry. That's my point. So in other words, there's another mechanism that led to the runaway yield that they don't want anybody to pay attention to. And I strongly suspect that it goes back to Richter's idea that a plasma under that condition of stress is also a transducer reacting to the harmonics of the structure of local celestial space-time. In other words, the position of the planets, where you set the bomb off on planet Earth, phase of the moon, you know, sunspot activity, all of this feeds into the reaction mechanism. It's like opening a sluice gate on a dam. All that energy comes cascading in the reaction. And I think this is the hidden reason why all of that nuclear testing went on inside the United States and the Soviet Union, and more recently with France and some of the other additions to the thermonuclear club, because they're trying to learn the harmonic laws by rote experimentation of how that mechanism works. Now, that said, I want to go back to our good friend Nikolai Kozarev in the Soviet Union, because what's Nikolai Kozarev's specialty? Well, his specialty is, guess what, thermonuclear reactions in stars, okay? And Kozarev was saying effectively the same thing in the Soviet Union. He was saying that the sun's putting out more energy than the standard model of a chained-up hydrogen bomb would admit. So where's this energy coming from? And the moment he says this, that's when Pravda denounces him as a screwball and a fraud and shuffles him off into Soviet dark projects and black projects to research just what the heck is going on here. And I suspect that this is the real reason that Nikita Khrushchev in 1961 fired off that gimungous hydrogen bomb called the Tsar Bomba that reached a yield of about 57 megatons over Novaya Zemlya up there near the Arctic Circle. I suspect strongly that what the Soviets were really doing was trying to figure out just what the heck was going on with these nuclear bombs. Well, Richter told them. Richter told the United States Air Force that these things are transducers of the zero-point energy. And he told them that in 1954, and he told them that it was based on observations he'd made during experiments that he was making inside of Nazi Germany in 1936. So, yeah, I'm in full agreement, Chris. God knows what they've got up their sleeve after 7 decades of experimentation.
Well, that leads me to another question. Now, we're talking about, obviously being able to tap, the energy of actual space time is right. Is like the ultimate gas station, if you will. Our one of our administrators here at forum.theparacast.com, Gogs Mackay, is wondering about, is there any reason to believe conspiracy theories that argue that people who may have invented free or near free energy devices are being bumped off, possibly at the behest of large energy corporations, with a question mark? Do you have any evidence or any reason to believe that this type of technology has been developed, let's say, privately, out of the hands of the breakaway civilization, but maybe alongside that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. His name is Dr. Andrea Rossi. The phenomenon is called low-energy lattice-assisted nuclear reaction. In other words, cold fusion. Because, again, let's go back to what Richter said. Richter was maintaining that he was achieving fusion results at temperatures far below what standard thermonuclear physics, quantum mechanics, said was possible. And he told them that at the time. That was why he was roundly denounced. And then he told the Air Force the mechanism by which he was achieving this, and he explained it in terms of a transduction between the plasma and the cellular structure. In other words, substitute for cellular there, lattice structure of local space-time. And once you've said that, you see that he was thinking in terms not only 2 decades ahead, he was thinking in terms of a scientific model that has only recently been accepted as an explanation for why cold fusion works. It is a lattice-assisted nuclear reaction. That's exactly what he was saying. So, in other words, cold fusion itself got out of the bottle, all right? So it's out there. And again, the reason it would be suppressed is once you let the technology out, this technology can be weaponized. So it's a proliferation nightmare for the power elite. They're going to keep it suppressed until they can figure out a way to create a mechanism, a regulatory structure, an international structure, what have you, to prevent that technology from falling into the wrong hands. That's been precisely the game since Nikola Tesla came on the scene. That's what they're really about. And again, I'm not trying to justify their reactions, but I am attempting to show that their concerns were at least justified in that respect. Yeah, they would have to suppress it. Now, as for people being bumped off, Chris, I think if you go to the degree of bucking the system, yeah, they do that. In fact, Tom Bearden wrote, you referenced him earlier, he wrote a book, a kind of a physics textbook, if you will, called Free Energy. It's a big, thick tome. And he spends an entire chapter, unusually, in a book for physics, talking about how power elites will deal with people experimenting with this stuff on their own. And they will game you. Yeah, absolutely. So I don't doubt that it happens.
The fate of the lone wolf investigator.
Yep.
And the lone wolf scientist. I guess you can't have any of those anymore. Not like you have in the science fiction world. In any case, we've got Dr. Joseph Farrell joining us this week in the show. As you can see, just what we talked about in announcing the show barely cuts the surface. A lot more to go. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
Neighbors, are you tired of dealing with a slow web hosting provider? Well, check out A2 Hosting and their screaming fast Swift server platform. They even have SSDs that load pages 300% faster than the competition. Ready to give your site a speed boost? Well, tell you what, neighbors, head on over to a2hosting.com. That's A2, that's number 2, a2hosting.com. Check out their Prime Hosting account. And get this, neighbors, they're even giving you an exclusive 25% off discount for all our listeners. 25%. And remember, their Guru Crew support team is standing by 24/7, 365 days a year to answer any of your questions. Now, to get the discount, use the coupon code GENE when you check out.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
On the Paracast with Gene and Chris, the final three segments, lots of questions from our listeners. We'll try to follow up where we can, Chris.
Well, we've been talking a lot here about the tie-in of atomic energy and how this might be playing a part in some of these exotic technologies. And here's a question from Cyan Flosser, who's a recent signee. He's been around for about a year at forum.theparacast.com. And he says there seems to have been an ongoing connection between UFOs, UFO secrecy, and atomic energy. Many UFO cases indicate the release of radioactive contamination into our environment. And he gives the example that John Keel, for instance, believed the true Maury Island incident represented the dumping of radioactive waste from the Hanford plant into Puget Sound. That's a scary thought. We even find this atomic connection, obviously, in the Nazi Bell, Roswell, Malmstrom, the Cash Landrum case, oh, yes. And the before-mentioned Malmstrom missile shutdowns. The list goes on and on. Can you discuss the possible involvement of the AEC, the nuclear power industries, in the suppression of UFO information since 47 and the cover-up of illegal toxic waste disposal?
Well, I don't know anything about illegal toxic waste disposal. That's not been really on my radar screen for research. But with respect to UFOs and atomic energy and things like this, you mentioned Richard Hastings earlier, and I reviewed some of his research in a couple of my books.
You mean Robert Hastings, right?
Or, pardon me, yeah, Robert Hastings.
Okay.
My apologies. One of the things he points out, and that I point out in a book of mine called Covert Wars and Clash of Civilizations, is that UFOs were at the Mike and Castle Bravo tests, and they were also present at another hydrogen bomb test called Castle Coon, where the yield was significantly less than had been calculated. In fact, it was kind of a nuclear fizzle, if you can imagine such a thing. And interestingly enough, Castle Coon was a bomb that had been designed by Edward Teller and his crew at Lawrence Livermore, and the bomb fizzled. Again, the official explanation is that the design was just flawed. Well, I'm sorry, but I have a great deal of difficulty believing that because Edward Teller, of course, had been part of the design team for the Mike test and then later the Castle Bravo test, all right? So it's not as if these people don't know how to make a hydrogen bomb. But when you factor in that UFOs were present, let's look at something. If you've got a field propulsion technology that is viable, that works, that you're manipulating the fabric of space-time, then the mere presence of something producing that kind of, to use the expression, space warp or time bubble at these tests will contribute a factor to the yield. All right. So again, we're back with Richter's idea. These things, these bombs are transducers of another energy that is feeding into the reaction. And you can either damp that energy, or you can resonate with that energy. In other words, you can either decrease or significantly increase the yield of these devices depending on local circumstances. So again, we're dealing with the phenomenon, I think, Chris, in answer to your listener's question, that has been a highly classified matter. It's probably one of the most closely held secrets of thermonuclear powers.
And I find it very interesting that we should have such a just a flowering of reports and a huge wave of sightings as soon as we entered the atomic age. And
yes.
I've always felt that was a very important clue. And also, in one sense of the word, could actually be a clue that whomever is flying these craft or whatever intelligence is behind them has some sort of stake in our environment, and that kind of freaked them out. Because
let me interrupt there, because I think you're spot on. And the reason I want to interrupt here, Chris, and jump in is because if you put yourself in the shoes of the national security establishment dealing with all of these UFO nuclear related sightings, beginning with the thermonuclear tests and on into the 1960s when they're turning on and turning off missiles and reprogramming and so on, I think the first thing that the national security establishment would inevitably ask is why all the interest in nuclear weapons? We have absolutely no capability to deliver these things to any target off world. All right? So they begin to think then, why are they so concerned? They must be concerned because somehow nuclear energy may be a gateway technology to greater capabilities that we are unaware of. Enter Dr. Richter and why he's interviewed by the U.S. Air Force after the Castle Bravo and Mike tests. And he's telling them exactly confirmation of what they probably have already begun to suspect, that we're dealing with a gateway technology. It's not the nuclear energy that they're concerned about. It's the fact that we might discover what the gateway is and how to manipulate it, and therefore get out there ourselves. Okay, that's what I think they're going to start thinking. Well, I think you're spot on.
Well, interesting. It brings up a number of questions about our space program.
Yep.
And here's one, again, from Cyan Flosser. And he's wondering about potential secret propulsion technology in Apollo, the Apollo program, and the possibility of secret astronauts in the Apollo program who remain unacknowledged to this day.
Uh-huh.
Do you have any sort of insight on that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. In the book, The SS Brotherhood of the Bell, I pointed out that I'm not an Apollo hoaxer. I definitely believe that we went to the moon. I definitely also believe that the people who have talked about Apollo being hoaxed are in part correct in that the program was obfuscated. The moon landings were obfuscated. We were shown a bit of theater, all right? But part of the theater that I think people have missed is there's a famous clip of, I think it's Apollo 17, of the lunar excursion module taking off from the moon. And it just sort of pops up and flies away. And when I first saw that as a kid, I said, that's not a rocket. Now, if you're faking, if you're hoaxing that scene, you're going to show a rocket taking off like a rocket does. It accelerates geometrically. In other words, per unit of time, it travels a further distance per unit of time. It starts out slow, and then it gradually increases in speed.
Yeah, and that almost looked like anti-grav technology.
Yeah, bingo. That's precisely what I was getting at. What you're looking at is an alternative technology in play. And that alternative technology also gets you through the Van Allen radiation belts. Okay, when you put things in rotation, I think this is what the Nazis discovered with their Bell device. When you put highly radioactive isotopes in extreme rotation and subject them to electrical stress, you change the rates of decay. Again, you're playing with the phenomenon of engineering space-time on the laboratory bench.
And we have to basically engineer this on this bench before we go on. Dr. Joseph Farrell joins Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Graphic Converter is the image manipulation tool for the rest of us. It does not use any database. You get full control of all your files. Want to view the images of a folder? Drag it into Graphic Converter and a powerful browser opens up to show your image files. You could use it for slideshows. You could use it to import images from digital cameras or from scanners. Need to do some image editing? You can do that too in Graphic Converter. Also print catalogs. Convert from so many formats I can't even list them. Download now to see if Graphic Converter is good for you, like 1.5 million other users. Guess what? You could save money when you buy Graphic Converter. Use the coupon code Night Owl. Use the coupon code Night Owl to get a special price for Graphic Converter. Go to LemkeSoft.com. That's LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com. LemkeSoft.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case. It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
It's that time of year again, and you know what that means. Cold and flu season. But don't worry. HerbalHealer.com has you and your loved ones covered with our safe and natural products. Cold and flu fighters like beta-glucans, olive leaf antiviral capsules, grapefruit seed extract, HHA 4-herb capsules, elderberry power, and respirate. And don't forget about oregacillin for the lungs, normally $34.95, on sale now for only $25. Vitamin D3, 120-count soft gels, only $9. Whole body and homeopathic detoxes for the lungs, kidneys, liver, lymph, and brain. Normally $26.95, now just $20. HerbalHealer.com also offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Visit HerbalHealer.com and click the Winter Specials button to save on our natural cold and flu fighting products. HerbalHealer.com, healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Hi, this is nuclear physicist lecturer Stanton Friedman. You are listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
If you're playing around with space-time, Dr. Farrell, does that imply that maybe we could travel through time?
Well, not in the way that people usually think. You're not going to create, you know, the grandfather paradox that has become so much a part of the public perception of time travel, or as I prefer to call it, time dilation.
Back to the future.
Yeah, you're dealing more with changing rates of the flow of time. And that's, in effect, what we see with some of this rotation or torsion-based technology. You're seeing changes in rates of radioactive decay. And hence, when you put something in high rotation, it will significantly damp or increase radioactive effects, depending on how you construe it. So I think, yeah, that what we're looking at with Apollo isn't so much a thing that didn't happen. What we're looking at is a hidden technology that was in play. And it's significant to me. It's extremely significant to me. And I've pointed this out in my books over and over again, that the man who is the senior flight administrator at Cape Canaveral during Apollo is a Nazi scientist by the name of Dr. Kurt Davis. All right. You often see pictures of him with von Braun at NASA. All right. Davis is the guy in charge of the Apollo flights themselves, all right? So, Davis, if you dig and scratch and sniff enough, you will discover that Davis was one of the major scientists working in association with the Nazi Bell. And in fact, I point out in my research that it's very likely that he and Dr. Richter were both working for the same German company, working precisely in the area of plasmas and high voltage during World War II. Now, why is Davis significant? Because if he's working on that project, he knows something about the technology. And here's the clincher. Davis isn't a rocket scientist at all. His specialty was, get this, high voltage, direct current, energy, and measurement and plasmas. So the fact that you have him in that position in the Apollo program has always suggested to me that at some point the NASA scientists realized that they were not going to be able to pull off this dream of President Kennedy of getting to the moon without some alternative technology. And at that point,
the rabbit coming out of the hat.
At that point, we made the deal with the Nazi devil. It's interesting and significant to me that when Apollo lands on the moon, July 20th, 1969, that is the 25th year anniversary to the day of the failed bomb plot against Adolf Hitler in 1944. So in other words, yeah, it's very, very interesting. I think that we made the deal with the Nazi devil. And again, with the collateralization of space idea, I think that what the deal in part was that whatever we found out there had to be shared with them, be it technology, be it resources, whatever. So, yeah, Davis is a huge, significant, extremely important man because he also, as I documented in Covert Wars and Clash of Civilizations, the most recent book that just came out, he also was involved with heading up some sort of internal NASA UFO study, okay? And after he retired from NASA, even more interesting, is he becomes a member of the board for a West German company called OTRAG, Orbital Raketentransport Aktiengesellschaft, which had kind of its own private Area 51 facility in the Congo, in Zaire, that was being run by the German government. So this guy, you know, he has his fingers in just about every classified pie you can think of.
It's funny how these names pop up in relation to particular subjects and how they all seem to be interconnected on some level.
It's just,
and reading your books, I must say that the way you track down some of these connections is really fascinating, and it's a real world-class research. I mean, some of the stuff that you're finding, some of which you've described today, there's many, many others, are really first-time discoveries and putting together people, places, things, and events in a way that nobody's done before. But it's all due to your research. You're not making this stuff up.
No.
Even though some of your conclusions kind of go into the realm of speculation, you have enough ammunition to make these speculations in an informed way, I must say.
Well, yeah, that's something I thank you for mentioning. I do want to stress to people that may not be aware of my work. My books are very heavily footnoted. I'm a believer in referencing material, and when you are arguing a speculation, that you make it clear that you're speculating. But in the case of Davis, there's so many dots that connect to this man. And I mean, my word, after the Roswell event, the U.S. Army, for some reason, you know, and consider this, folks, the U.S. Army, for some reason, decided to reopen the security classification and vetting of these Nazi scientists that had brought to this country. And one of them, whom they were most concerned about, was good old Dr. Davis. So take that for whatever it is. But the fact of the matter is, it's there.
Well, and people who wonder, you know, what influence you know, the higher ups in the Nazi apparatus had on, you know, U.S. Policy and U.S. Covert operations. I mean, we basically took the Eastern European spy network that the Nazis had and just put a new name on it and called it our own, basically, with the who was it? That scary looking guy, Galen, I think was the head of
Reinhard Galen.
Reinhard Galen. Oh man, what a spooky looking dude. And basically all his guys became our guys.
Yeah, basically. And they really didn't become our guys because he was left in control of them.
Exactly.
So, you know,
serving different masters on paper.
Well, like Carl Oglesby, American historian, wrote when he was made aware of the extent of the post-war American Nazi collaboration, he commented on Galen in particular and pointed out that basically when the CIA was created, because of the deals that we had made with Galen after the war, Galen's entire military intelligence network was left intact, you know. So basically you had the human on the ground intelligence network that was gathering and reporting on Soviet intentions and activities. Well, that was all Galen's network. And it was so bad, Chris, as I pointed out in Covert Wars and Clash of Civilizations, that his intelligence estimates in the 1940s were often simply retyped without any additional commentary or editing and passed on directly to President Truman. So we have a Nazi general essentially affecting policy formation in this country at the highest level.
Yeah. And these were the worst enemies.
Yeah, and these were the worst enemies. I mean, my word, you know, could you possibly pick a worse crew to do business with? You know, I mentioned the Bilderberg meetings earlier in this program, you know, that I think they were created to coordinate the Nazi side and the American financial side of all of this Nazi loot. Well, look who you have on the European side. You have Prince Bernhard organizing these things. Who's Prince Bernhard? Well, he was an SS major, and he was management in IG Farben, and one of the very first and most frequent guests at the Bilderberg meetings was Dr. Hermann Josef Ops, who was president and CEO of Deutsche Bank, and during the war, Dr. Ops was the president of a handling bank in Berlin that handled all of the Reich government accounts. In other words, this is the guy signing the check paying Adolf Hitler his salary as chancellor of the Third Reich. So, yeah, I think it's fairly obvious what's going on.
And by the way, this combination is worse than Microsoft and Apple doing business together as they do.
Yeah, exactly.
Joseph Farrell joins Gene and Chris in
the Paracast.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's time to get your green on with the great green sale from Freeze Dry Guy. Now through St. Patrick's Day, March 17th, cases of delicious freeze-dried vegetables, green beans, and green peas are now on sale at veteran-owned freezedryguy.com. You don't need to be Irish to feel like you have pots of gold with a healthy supply of these delicious, nutritious green vegetables. They're perfect for your emergency preparedness needs or outdoor activities from camping to RV travel. Green beans and green peas, easy to prepare, easy to enjoy, and now easier than ever to buy. How about some green backs in your wallet or purse just for ordering? Act now, and Freeze Dry Guy will give you $25 in survival bucks for every case you purchase by St. Paddy's Day. So get your green on now, veggie lovers. Call 866-404-3663, 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com, freezedryguy.com.
Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2470 for more.
Hello, this is John Burroughs, one of the witnesses to the Rendlesham UFO incident. You're listening to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
We are not starting a conspiracy here involving Apple, Samsung, Google, Microsoft, no way, although I'll ask you, because we haven't got much time left here, there's a lot of ground to cover, Joseph Farah, are there any conspiracies involving these tech giants?
Oh, I definitely think so. I definitely think so. I mean, just look at Google's moves on the internet recently with search engines and the other things that they're up to. I suspect that, again, this is all part of extending that electronic surveillance network globally, and part of that effort ultimately that we've been discussing to weaponize space, because it's really now, international clearing now, is really about the flow of information. And to do that effectively, you have to be able to control and maintain your space assets. So absolutely, I do.
A meta question here. We're weaponizing space.
Mm-hmm.
To protect against whom? One another or them?
Well, I take the view in my books, Gene, that for whatever reason, whether they're right or they're wrong, the national security establishment took the view that the UFO phenomena had to be treated as a potential threat. And given the activity around nuclear weapons and weapons facilities, this would have been the only rational alternative for them to take. So I think I don't conclude that they necessarily think it's an imminent threat, but I do think they are concerned with preserving human independence of action. In my last book, I talk about the Tower of Babel moment of history. And the reason I do that is, again, I think the national security apparatus would have gone back and examined ancient legends and texts and lore and so on to arrive at the conclusion of a historical perspective on these things. And they would have immediately come across the fact that if you read the Tower of Babel story in the book of Genesis in chapter 11 very carefully, you find an interesting lack of mention. The story says, and I'm paraphrasing, that if the humans complete this task, they will be able to do whatsoever they imagine to do. And I just cited the actual verse. So in other words, God or the gods come down here and scramble humanity to prevent the project from being completed. There is a direct intervention, and it was an intervention because of a perceived threat. If you look at the Mayan version of the story, it's very similar. If you look at Plato's version of the story, it's similar in almost all cases. It's because there's a perceived threat from human technological capability. So the national security establishment after World War II, I think, is also going to conclude that we, for whatever reason, and it has to do with nuclear weapons and gateway technologies, as we've been discussing, that we are in a period of threat where our independence of action could be subject to, if the ancient records are any indicator, potential intervention. And therefore, we have to play our cards extremely carefully. We've got to create the technologies to emulate their performance and achieve some sort of parity, number one. Number two, in the meantime, until we do, we have to play a very delicate game of psychological operations against whoever these people are, if they are people. And we have to creatively use our own hostile responses to indicate that we are not to be trifled with. Now, in that respect, I want to point out something that many people have laughed at, and that's Colonel Corso's statement in The Day After Roswell, that the real reason for the arms buildup between the United States and the Soviet Union, which at the time, you'll recall, had both had the capability of destroying the planet several times over.
And they still do.
And they still do, but not quite as bad as it was back in the bad old days of the Cold War. But the real reason was to send the signal that attempting to occupy this planet would be an impossibility simply because of the sheer quantity of nuclear and thermonuclear weapons.
That's an interesting observation.
It was his observation. Now, the implication of his observation is once we achieve other technologies, then the nuclear weapon won't be so necessary. Well, look what we have now. We have weather modification. In other words, we have the capability of manipulating systems on a planetary scale. And if you look at things like HARP, here's the bad news. These ionospheric heaters, I strongly suspect, and again, this is speculation on my part, but I strongly suspect that these things also have the capability of inducing resonance effects in the sun, all right, and manipulating things on a stellar scale. Now, that's very important. Because if you're playing a game of brinksmanship or gunboat diplomacy or whatever you wish to call it with whoever it is that's flying these things out there, the demonstration of capabilities like that are very, very important. And they will also mean, if you've got those kind of capabilities, that you're going to put less stress on the development of your thermonuclear strategic strike capability, which is exactly what we've seen happen. I think that when the United States and the Soviet Union began the process of reducing their thermonuclear arsenals, as they did and as they've done, I think it's because they have something better in the wings that they're not talking about. In fact, I just blogged about this subject a few weeks ago on my website. The Russians have announced that they have some sort of microwave weapon that they've been developing for propulsion capability, but this thing also has the capability of basically disintegrating things at a few kilometers distance. Well, stop and think about that, because what that is, that's the old microwave soliton effect that was being investigated as a propulsion system by the United States and the Soviet Union, incidentally, back in the 1950s. And it's also interesting that it is a weaponizable capability. So again, we're back to square one. They've had this stuff. They've had the basic physics principles since the 1950s, and they've been investigating them. And the Russians just recently came out and said, oh yeah, hey, by the way, we've got this stuff too.
Just in case you're interested.
Just in case you're interested.
And you know the Chinese are fairly close behind,
the Chinese, the Germans, the Brazilians, the Japanese, you know, basically the old great power game, you know, they're all going to be doing it.
Wow, this has been fascinating. And again, I do recommend your books. I've devoured each one that I've gotten. Just love them to pieces. It's just incredible reference material. And it's really refreshing, again, to be able to do your own research based on how carefully you source your material. And I kind of use that that myself in my new book, Stalking the Herd, which is tons of references, sources. And I really lay out where people can go to find out more about a particular subject that you just can't fully cover, because you cover such an amazing amount of ground in your books. You can't digress sometimes. So it's a great opportunity for you folks out there in the listening audience to get yourselves up to speed and do some real good research on the shoulders of a real giant here. And I do mean that, Joseph.
Thank you.
Research is just top notch. I do recommend all your books on various subjects, because it's all tied in. It's interesting. Your books are so varied, but they all tie back in to what we've been talking about today. Even your book called The Cosmic War, which is one of my favorite books looking at antiquity.
Joseph Farrell, tell our listeners where we can find more of what you do.
You can go on my website, www.gizadeathstar.com. I do have a web store there. You can get all my books there. They do come directly from Amazon, but I do get a little extra if you order off my website, and that's also the same address for my blogs.
You can find us at theparacast.com on Twitter. We're the Paracast. We are the Paracast on Twitter. There's also a Paracast fan club on Facebook. Chris O'Brien's site is ourstrangeplanet.com. The book Stalking the Herd is now available for shipment, so order your copy as soon as you can. Dr. Joseph Farrell, thank you for joining us this week on the Paracast.
Thanks for having me back, Gene.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg and Christopher O'Brien, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Great minds think alike. The network for the independent minded. The Genesis Communications Network. GCN.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
And do the GCN listeners let you know they heard your ad?
Customers do let us know they've heard Freeze Dry Guy ads on GCN. They seem to be very loyal listeners to GCN, and they stay with those shows, and subsequently they stay with our business too.
Looking for positive results? Contact Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.